Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. And I've got some strange and troubling reporting out of the great state of Wisconsin. And I've got to ask, you, our fair audience, and you, Fancy Brian, and you, Evan, to listen closely and see if you can answer this question. From a conservative's point of view, what characteristics would you speculate a Democrat might have? Like, you know, visually, I can look at them and I know they're a Democrat because they do this, or they wear this, or they look like this. Just a little rampant speculation for just a minute or two, and I'll get to the point. 844-967-2789, because I can tell you what it is that a certain specific conservative speculated was a Republican, a Democrat, and I can tell you why. But how about you, Fancy? You got any characteristics of the typical Dem? They might wear a mask in public, God forbid.
Wearing masks in public, kind of like a Birkenstock version of Donald Sutherland in Animal House. I don't know. Like a hippie professor
Donald
type.
Donald Sutherland in Animal House. He was the professor that went to reach the coffee on the high shelf.
Yeah, his ass hanging out. Yeah, the one that got the kids high.
Relations with Otter's girlfriend.
Yeah.
That is the stereotypical Democrat.
Something like that, or like something with like.
How about modern? How about a modern spin? Because that's
That's the point. These are conservatives we're talking about here. So I'm trying to think of through their lens, not necessarily my lens. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I've seen some people. They do what the colorful hair dyeing.
Yeah.
Well, they must be Democrats for sureies, right?
If you dyed your hair, you're probably a Democrat unless you're part of some cheerleading squad.
How about like facial tattoos? Like Post Malone, he's got to be a Democrat, right? Because he's got facial tattoos.
If they vote at all.
Well, I figured they probably just vote illegally because they have facial tattoos. And therefore, you can stereotypically, cast them as the left.
Yeah, if you never think about it at all, sure.
Well, let me tell you why I'm how about conduct? Any conduct that you would say, other than perhaps harvesting votes and trying to get Joe Biden into the presidency, what conduct would you say typifies a damn liberal Marxist revolutionary?
Nagging self-righteousness.
Now that hits a little close to home, but
part of my job is like I'm an actor, right? I've been acting for 20 years. My job is to go and try and put myself in the shoes of somebody else and try and act like them. And so I'm trying to go through the exercise of this literally on the spot while we're talking about this.
Acting.
Yeah, so I'm acting, you know, and that's what I'm doing is I'm trying to think about what I think the conservative viewpoint or in general, because I know several of them. That's not necessarily all of them, but. What lens do they see us through their lens? So I'm looking through two lenses here.
A rose-colored set, and then, you know, sort of a crazy-ass conservative set. So, you know, they're whatever your method of acting, it's troubling. It's a little troubling. Let me tell you what Michael Gableman, the special prosecutor in the state of Wisconsin. Well, apparently he's trying to identify, you know, the people that work in the elections predicated on sight. Like, oh, that looks like a Democrat.
How would he know? He was out of the state during the election.
Well, Assembly Republican attorney Michael Gableman, corrupted former Supreme Court justice, is probing the backgrounds of public employees and contractors working on elections to determine their political leanings, including one who he believes
is a Democrat. And here's why. Here are the characteristics of a Democrat. She lives with her boyfriend. She loves snakes. She plays video games. And here's the coup de grace. She has a nose ring. Clearly a Democrat.
Oh, well, yeah, okay.
Was it the snake or the nose ring?
Probably the nose ring.
So you think that stereotype could hold true in this case?
Again, I'm not necessarily saying that all people with nose rings vote Democrat. I'm just saying they generally don't vote Republican.
You've just never seen any of the women for Trump sporting a nose ring down at the rallies.
Generally not, but that doesn't necessarily mean they don't. And it doesn't. I mean, I've seen a lot of women in the Trump situations that do have piercings, just not necessarily in their nose.
Tramp stamps all around. Peroxide blonde. Oh, there's some peroxide to go around. Let me read more from this Gableman article, because the response from a fellow Republican, oh, it's priceless. Let me tell you. Gableman's tally of how he perceives other political views was included in a set of documents he quietly posted online while getting sued under the state's open records law. We might get back to that story as well. Gableman, a former corrupted state Supreme Court justice, has been conducting a review of the 2020 election at taxpayer expense for partisan assembly Republicans since last summer. The latest disclosure about his work prompted one of his fellow Republicans to renew her call to shut down his review. Senator Kathy Bernier says this: "I am so over Michael Gableman. He's not right." She went on to say, and let's not forget, she leads the Senate Elections Committee. She's not a crank. She was an elections clerk before she eventually was elected to the state Senate. More of her quote here from the Journal Sentinel. "I can speculate as to why he didn't run for Supreme Court again in 2018. And that speculation would be he's incompetent, in my opinion." This is a Republican state senator saying this about their partisan investigator. You would never see that in a real investigator, that they go on to speculate on things. They deal with facts. He's an absolute joke. Yes, that's what Republicans now say about you, Michael Gableman, you corrupt bastard. Gableman has used his $676,000 budget to look into the backgrounds of those who work for the Center for Tech and Civic Life and other nonprofit groups. The records show the center provided more than $10 million to Wisconsin communities to help them run their elections, you know, God forbid, during a coronavirus pandemic. What do you call them? The Zuckerberg Five. That's what Gableman likes to call them. A memo from Gableman's office dubbed a mapping expert who works for Milwaukee as liberally deplorable. Even though she has exhibited no overt signs of rampant partisanship on Facebook or other websites. She's liberally deplorable, although there's no evidence we can point to. We just feel that way about her. I mean, really, this is the investigative conclusions that $700,000 gets us? Here's more. The unsigned memo goes on to contend that Geographic Information Systems analyst Hannah Bubacz, B-U-B-A-C-Z, I don't know how to pronounce that, is probably a Democrat because she plays video games, has a weird nose ring, sometimes colors her hairs, loves nature, God forbid. I mean, you know, my buddy Joel Clayfish has a big show on Thursday nights at the Shaw, raised in the Shaw. Now, he's pretty conservative. His wife is running for governor as a Republican in the state of Wisconsin. He's kind of a nature boy himself, right?
Hunt it, he does love nature.
Stab it, grill it, eat it. I mean, that's kind of his deal. I didn't think that was confined. Love of nature, I didn't think that was confined to Democrats. Loves nature and snakes and lives with a boyfriend, but is not married to him. You know, Republicans go through a series of marriages. And they keep mistresses on the side, but never live in sin.
What does he know about relationships anyway? Do we figure that out yet?
The person in question, Bubacz, B-U-B-A-C-Z, did not say what she thought of the matter, but city spokesman Jeff Fleming said Gableman should engage in speculation.
Without commenting on any specific content in the documents from the Office of Special Counsel, we wish any investigation would focus on facts rather than bizarre or irrelevant speculation. Claire Woodall Vogg, the director of the Milwaukee Elections Commission, said she never saw Bubacz, B-U-B-A-C-Z, act in a partisan way. She said she had virtually no role in the 2020 election. She's literally just an IT person. This is just insane. This is insane that this is what the taxpayers are paying for. She called the memo's conclusions ridiculous. I love that people who play video games are liberal. What about Call of Duty? How about a first-person shooter game? I would say overwhelmingly, vastly, you know, I'm sure Dom shoots him up a bit. But the vast number of first-person shooter game people, I would say, are either MAGA or MAGA adjacent. A little bit more. I hadn't heard that one. That nose rings were limited to Democrats. Although Fancy Brian agrees. Or that loving nature or steaks is. I don't agree with that assessment either. I'm sure there are some Republican snake lovers out there. Well, how many of them voted for Trump? There's at least 75 million of them. I read on. Gableman has asked a judge to jail Bubacz, B-U-B-A-C-Z, election clerks, mayors, and others who he says have not agreed to sit for interviews with him behind closed doors. And behind that green door, I wouldn't sit down with that bastard either. Attorneys for the officials have said any interview should be conducted in public before the Assembly Elections Commission. Gableman's memo also takes aim at Sarah Linsky, an information technology manager for the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The memo, which spells her last name wrong, I pronounce him wrong, he spells him wrong, calls her liberally deplorable because she worked as a field organizer for the Iowa Democratic Party for 5 months, 8 years ago, while she was in college. Bubacz provided data to the National Vote at Home Institute, one of the nonprofit groups working for the Center of Tech and Civic Life. Gableman and other Republicans have contended the center's work was inappropriate. Now, courts have thrown out 3 lawsuits over the grant, finding there's nothing illegal about him. Something wrong with this man. Something very, very wrong with this man. Michael Gableman, speculating on your politics predicated on how you look. He looks like a freaking ham sandwich. That makes him a Scott Walker guy. Come back, more Devils.
He called me fat and said I was going to die on a toilet.
I eat because I'm unhappy. I'm unhappy because I eat.